Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner, where we interview life coaches, business coaches, and other coaches to discuss all aspects of coaching and business. We'll also take your questions, and you might even have the opportunity for live coaching right on the show. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people transitioning from corporate America to entrepreneurship. My mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at www.myfuturecoach.com. If you're listening live and you want to call in with a question, the phone number is 646-929-2893. Again, that's 646-929-2893. We also have a live chat room right on the show page, so feel free to join in. My guest tonight is Joseph John Varghese, CHC, BENG, NLP practitioner, and lifestyle coach. I met Joseph in early 2008 at Life Direction's Peak Potentials course, where we were both volunteer coaches. And hey, that happened with my guest from last week, Nava. Joseph graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in New York in 2005. As a lifestyle coach now himself, he knows the importance of having a balanced life in all areas. Joseph began Peer Success Circles in 2005, knowing how challenging it is himself to stay focused and on target as a business owner, and also seeing those same challenges with most entrepreneurs he connected with. In his role leading Peer Success Circles, Joseph facilitates greatness. He has been able to bring both his passion and purpose together, connecting entrepreneurs and professionals together to live extraordinary lives. As a speaker, Joseph travels and shares his story around the world to encourage others to live a life of balance and purpose. Joseph actively speaks to wide audiences, from students to job seekers, professionals, and entrepreneurs, on the value of accountability and the importance of finding the balance between work and play. Joseph, are you there?
Yes, I am, Andrew. It's
excellent.
Great to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being on my show. So tell me, you have a several titles that follow your name, and of which I only know about one of them. So you have a CHC, a BENG. I know that NLP is Neuro-Linguistic Programming. Tell me about the other two.
Yeah, well, Andrew, as I'm sure you do and most coaches do, we all have a kind of an evolution and a story behind ourselves on the choices we made that have brought us to being a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my own story as well.
Awesome.
And great. Well, I love to share. I went to, so the BENG, what that stands for, is the Bachelor of Engineering. I am a chemical process engineer. That's part of my background, part of my growth. I graduated from the school Stevens Institute of Technology back in 1997. I graduated with a degree in computer engineering and a degree in chemical engineering. And that was part of my growth. I went to school studying engineering. It wasn't necessarily the right path for me, per se, in terms of where I am now, but I believe everything happens for a reason.
Mm.
And I chose that. I chose that path, and I worked in corporate for a number of years for a number of top Fortune 100 companies, including, at the time, AIG, which is no longer, I don't think it is anymore,
okay.
Pfizer, JP Morgan Chase, a number of companies, and a number of life-changing events happened that influenced me, that impacted me, where I changed paths on a huge level, and got on the path of where I am now, being a coach, lifestyle coach.
Mm.
Yeah, and then I could certainly share some of those experiences, and I won't go into too much detail. I'll go into some of those to share with you and your listeners on this show.
Tell me about Peer Success Circles.
Well, Peer Success Circles came about as I stepped into this role of being a coach myself. I went to a school called Integrative Nutrition back in 2004. In 2004, my dad had passed away. He had a stroke, his second stroke. The first one was 1999, and that stroke and the second stroke, it had a big impact on me in my life, the choices that I made. And when I went to Integrative Nutrition, the school taught me a lot about balance and the importance of having both nutritional balance as well as emotional balance and spiritual balance and all these things called primary food. And how Pure Success Circles came into play was that I had done so many seminars and courses, read so many books on effectiveness and planning, and invested so much money into that, and I realized that I wasn't taking the daily action in my life to make the progress to get to the goals and outcomes that I really believe I deserve in my life. And so that same year, I connected with a buddy of mine, who's Dan Topkis, and then a second buddy, Paul, and we formed what's called an accountability partnership, kind of like going to a gym and having a gym partner, perhaps, or
sure.
Having a study partner. We formed kind of an accountability partner, and we had a daily call, a support call each day, check-ins, and email to each other. And how Pure Success Circles came into play is that later in that year, I went to an event called Day with Destiny with Tony Robbins, mm-hmm. Day with Destiny. And a number of people at that event, including myself, we came out of that, we realized that in order to keep with the distinctions and learnings from Day with Destiny from that event and stay true with our purpose, which was the event's all about really defining your purpose and staying true with it, we would need to have some sort of accountability. And since I had already for 7 months figured a system out that worked, I presented this system, and over the course of the next 3.5-4 years now at this point, Pure Success Circles came into play, and the community has grown many, many, many times over. Different circles have come out of it. And the essence of it is a daily support accountability where two partners are assigned together. The daily buddy calls for 30 to 40 minutes per day. The outcome of these calls is that both people are inspired, grounded, and inspired to take on their day after sharing their wins, their challenges, where they've raised, lowered their standards, how they've contributed, what they've released. It's a series of questions, a contextualized questions we call the 10 power questions.
Are there any of those you'd be willing to share?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right.
Of course.
Give me one for an example.
Yeah. Well, one important question that's the most obvious questions are wins. And as we complete our day each day and we get to we meet our accountabilities, our top outcomes, one thing that we learn in NLP is the importance of anchoring. And it's a thing in life to Pavlov's dog, and we hear about anchoring the win of meeting that success, or savoring the foo that builds that habit in case of Pavlov's dog. So,
right.
Not to get too complicated here, but the first question that our members share when they have these buddy calls each day is, how'd you do with your wins yesterday? And if that person has met their wins, then they anchor those wins in together on the call. They celebrate woohoos or you rock or you go girl or something that they've predetermined is celebratory for that person. And that's probably the most important question, because as we get to our wins, as we meet our accountabilities, as we build new habits, the way of anchoring those habits in is to connect the feeling. It's ingrained the feeling. And if someone who is so committed to our growth is there anchoring and acknowledging us as well, that goes up. That level of building a habit, that level of wanting to win again, have another victory again, mm-hmm. increases about 100-fold.
Right.
And that's one of the questions. And there are many, many more questions, but 10 more questions to go with that too.
You're just going backwards a little bit. Tell me how you got involved with NLP and what kind of training you got for that.
Well, my first experience in NLP was back in 2001. When I left corporate, I left corporate around in May 2001, and I was home, and each time after, I was a consultant in my own company, and a consultant for AIG. Each time after leaving one of these positions, I would take time off. And for whatever reason, this time I went into a little bit of depression. I'm watching a lot of TV, television, went into a bit of depression, and 9/11 hit, and my world just collapsed. You know, I lived next to the World Trade Center. I saw people with charred faces, people I knew in the building had died, and it had a big effect on me, and the depression got worse and worse. And what happened then is I downloaded some Tony Robbins off the Internet. Mm-hmm. I think for many of us who get into personal growth, it often happens you watch an infomercial at nighttime. And,
absolutely.
Right, exactly. Tony Robbins or one of his courses or something we get in the mail, some sort of book on confidence. And I set on the path to kind of reprogram myself at that point. And, you know, made some choices in my life and started going to some live events. Met up with another gentleman next year. His name is Jonathan Altfeld in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people at that event who I connected with, who became very good friends of mine to this day. So just NLP is all about anchoring making changes fast, quickly. I do believe in NLP. I think NLP has a lot of potential in it, and I've invested a lot of time over the years, even getting certified in NLP, timeline, and further certifications around that. And at the same time, I believe there are other modalities of growth, being out there, this body-mind connection that we all have, and how emotions get trapped in our body, and there are many other modalities of growth, when combined together, make a lasting change with NLP and beyond NLP.
I definitely would like to learn more about that, and that's something maybe we'll talk about offline.
Sure.
I'd like to hear more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. I took Tony Robbins' four-day workshop with the Firewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back around the same time, I think it was 2001, and it was just tremendous. And I also was introduced to him in the middle of the night via infomercial. Joseph, are you still with us?
I am. I switched phones just now. My battery just died, so I apologize.
Okay.
I'm here. Yes.
Okay, good.
You're saying you took the 4-day UPW back earlier.
Yes, and why don't you spell that out for those people who have no idea what we're talking about. UPW.
Okay. Great. That was one of my first events I did also back in 2003.
It's unlimited power, correct?
Unleash the power within.
So sometimes when we talk in the acronyms, a lot of people have no idea what we mean. But Unleash the Power Within is the introductory Tony Robbins course.
Yes. It's a very, very powerful event. It's something interesting about that, and I was sharing this with a friend of mine, Ross Lagomino, part of the Power Team in New York City, just mm-hmm. yesterday. I was speaking from the Power Team yesterday. And I was telling Ross that it's fascinating because as part of the UPW's experience, we do this fire walk, I think, on day one. We get to walk on fire, these 2,000-degree coals.
Yeah.
And Tony has a very unique strategy around that, which other firewalk people don't necessarily follow. And his strategy is that as you're walking on these hot, super hot coals, you're completely disassociated from the experience. Your mind's focused on something else. And what he has you focus on is something like cool moss or ice or something of that sort. So your mind's completely disassociated with the experience. And in some of my other growth training, recently, I did another firewalk a few years ago back in 2005, and working with some of the originating masters in this area of bringing firewalks to these events and so forth, I've been taught a different way of doing it, which I actually like a lot more, and there are more lessons to it, I feel, and hence the body-mind connection, which I'll go into shortly. And what I've learned is instead of being completely disassociated from the experience, what would happen if a person were completely associated with the experience of walking on fire or even walking on glass, which I got to do this year too for the first time. And you think about it, I'm completely associated to me. I'm feeling all the embers, the fire within me, and that's going to be painful, and it's not going to work, and I'm going to get burned, and I'm going to get scorched. And Not at all. I walked a 33-foot far walk this year, and I walked exceptionally slow. People around me were just screaming, like, you know, what are you doing? And, you know, let's move, you're going to get burned. None of that happened. I was completely associated with the experience. And what I've learned, Andrew, is that just like in life, when you're in the moment, when you can feel the embers, fire below you, and if we're it's so in touch or have the ability to be that in touch with our feelings, the feelings of the different cells in the bottom of our feet, for example, the different areas below our feet, then if we're so in tune with that, and as we're in the moment and feeling that and walking in these embers, nothing's going to get stuck there. So the average person who walks in fire or runs across fire, things get stuck, and as they land on the other side, there are coals or things that kind of get stuck there, and they find themselves getting burned. Whereas a person who's, in my experience, when I was completely associated with experience, in the moment, in the now, every moment of it, nothing got stuck there. I just felt my way through and got to the other side, learning a huge lesson in life around just the importance of just being in the moment, being in the now, and how one's capacity to feel at times is very much invaluable. Being in the now, just so being grateful, for example, being so much in the moment, celebrating. This is one of the last questions we have for in Success Circle on a buddy call. What are you grateful for in the moment, in the now, right now? And if one partner starts, you know, bawling out a list, for example, the other partner calls that person on it. You know, you're not being in the now, you're not being in the moment. And the truth is, when you're out of the being in the moment, you're not allowing yourself to feel and to connect and to just experience life fully. You know, I know you had a speaker last year, week also, Nava Piatka. We talked about her earlier. And
yes,
one of the lessons that she's taught me and many others who are part of Success Circles as well is the importance of just being in the moment and living life fullest. That's my little ramble about the firewalk.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I actually remember that in my firewalk, even though we were doing the Kumos thing, I remember it as a kind of almost an out-of-body experience, but I remember the feeling of how the coals felt under my feet, like kind of crunchy carpet, so to speak. And I was sort of there. Like, it was a part of me that was paying total attention to the details and a part of me that was doing the Kumos thing.
Yeah, I think there are points in life where it pays to be disassociated from an experience, where, you know, there may be intense pain or fear that comes into our life, or perhaps a challenge arises in our day, and, you know, it may be worthwhile to put yourself in another state. Maybe think of yourself as being Clint Eastwood, perhaps, you know, or a tree, a giant tree. And there are times where it's very worthwhile to be in the moment and to allow oneself to feel. Knowing that by feeling, by connecting with this body-mind experience that we have, it could allow for further growth in a relationship, perhaps, mm-hmm. with another partner, or perhaps when it comes to writing a book, the ability to feel the depth within and calling from that depth, that feeling, being able to be inspired and write from there. So there are times to be able to do both, Andrew.
Yeah. You know, Joseph, the other week I had on Dave Rudberg, whom you know, and he also talked about speaking about being grateful, and he told us about a gratitude exercise he did, and I've been taking that on, and I've noticed a lot of shifts have occurred for me. Mm. I really love that gratitude.
Beautiful. Would you mind sharing the exercise with me? I mean, and I may know it because Dave is part of that community as well.
And I don't know that if it started as an exercise for him or if it's just something he's doing, where he would get in every day when he takes a shower and he would just start to communicate with God and say what he's grateful for, and yeah. Whatever came into his mind, I'm grateful for, and it could be anything from, you know, the job to the shoes I'm wearing to this, you know, the steak I had for dinner or the bed I'm sleeping in. It could be anything.
Yeah. Dave is a very powerful guy. He's very much in the moment. He's a very real guy. He's a very real guy. It's a lesson that he's taught me over the years. So, you know, there's something about the shower that's very magical. Being in the shower and just, you know, the whole notion of clearing and just, you know, cutting with the dirt and just freeing oneself. And I also sing in the shower, too. It's the first time I've admitted that on a live show, but I also sing in the shower as well. And
well, I understand all your shows are standing room only, so it's all good.
Exactly. Yeah. I think with that, you know, the shower comes. One of the other questions with the 10 power questions is what have I released? And you know, as you know, this is the fall season, and trees are letting go of leaves. And when it comes to taking a shower, and we're just clearing the stuff away and just releasing, I think this is an important time with my coaching clients and people I engage with. I empower people to just release stuff and just let go of the crap and projects that aren't serving them and things they've had on their to-do list for years or for months, things they have in their home space. You know, I think life is very seasonal. One of the lessons I got from integrated nutrition when I went there back in 2004, 2005 was that if you connect the seasons at times and do things that are seasonal, your body will appreciate those things you do, the way you treat your body. Whether it's the foods you eat, like watermelon in the summertime, the cold foods in the summertime, or the more warming foods in the fall and the winter, squash and hearty soups, for example. And very similarly in life, as we have season, especially in the East Coast, we have winter and fall and summer and spring.
Sometimes in the same day.
Yeah, sometimes in the same day.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, totally with the whole greenhouse effect and all of that, melting ice caps. I use the fall as time for planning, kind of planning for the future, planning for, the winter time. And winter is kind of a stage where people kind of hibernate more, so that it's even more intense planning and goal setting. So, you know, so there are reasons to look at the different seasons and kind of adopt to them. And fall time is a time to release and let go of things and do a little planning. That's what I encourage people to do this time. You know, I led a teleclass and spoke yesterday at a meeting where I just encouraged people to kind of do the specific exercise where I had them kind of list their top projects in their life and some of their successes in the past as reference points and, you know, and encourage people to let go of those things that aren't serving them because they hold us back. They hold us back from being present, from giving the products that we have that deserve the time that they need more presence.
Right. And actually, since you mentioned teleclass, how do you work primarily as a coach?
So I do group coaching and I do one-on-one coaching. The coaching I do is interesting coaching. My coaching website is process2profit.com. Process, the word two, T-O, and profit. And the reason I call it that is I used to be a process engineer, and now I'm a profit engineer. I help people to market their businesses. I help people to systemize their business, and I'm a lifestyle coach, so I help people to create that ideal lifestyle where they're just living passionately each day, waking up inspired, and they're learning how to leverage the things that they don't might want to do. So what I do is I do group teleclasses, and I do one-on-one teleclasses, one-on-one calls with individuals for the course of 3 to 6 months, depending on the package.
Mm-hmm.
And My coaching revolves around what it takes to leverage and systemize and just really build a life where that's more streamlined. And Success Circles comes into that as well also. If you go to the Success Circles website, I don't market myself as a coach there. I actually invite other coaches to look at Success Circles as an opportunity where they can use the community as a as a means of accountability for their clients. And in the role of success circles, I just facilitate greatness. I'm not a coach there, and I'm actually part of the community there as well also. And we have many coaches who are involved with success circles, including Dave and Nava and many others too, who have been part of it or are part of it now. And I believe that coaching is essential. You know, coaching is absolutely essential. Having a coach is essential. And at the same time, what's missing from most coaching relationships is the importance of having accountability. A coach can have a call with a client. I can have a call with a client, and in that call, we may have some major breakthrough distinction on where that person needs to go next as far as making a call or if you're writing a chapter of a book, perhaps, or traveling to a meeting, perhaps. Even though that great distinction may arrive in that phone call, what's missing is, okay, how does that conversation stay open on a daily basis with that person? How does that person stay accountable on a daily, regular basis? That's where I believe success circles, this community, comes into play, because it holds people accountable on a daily basis. They share their goals, they set their intentions for their day, they plan their week, they plan their month out.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of that time, all that's being tracked. We have a goal tracking system, and we do surveys, and people arrive at their goals a lot quicker, and
so,
they're taking action.
So in other words, what you're saying is that people should have not just a coach that they speak to on a weekly or whatever basis, but also a daily accountability partner.
I really believe so, yeah. Just like going to the gym and having a workout buddy, a partner, having a buddy there who's committed to your growth, a partner there, takes things a whole new level. Accountability is the missing ingredient. I've taken many seminars in productivity, David Allen, Mission Control, and several times over. And accountability is the missing ingredient that a lot of these seminars don't acknowledge enough.
Right, I would agree. Well, that's great stuff.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
So tell me about some of the processes you use to create breakthroughs.
Some of the processes I do. I don't use as much NLP as much anymore. I do at times as far as anchoring wins and celebrating wins. A lot of my processes involve creating systems. So looking at ways of taking a person's business or their life and creating a plan
mm-hmm.
that they can work with, a plan that they can put on the wall and kind of acknowledge each day, perhaps even come out of bed and have like a template that they can check off. And I find that when they have a system like that sort, it's not going from system. Save yourself time, energy, money, and sanity, or systems. When there's a system of that sort, even a simple system like a checklist or perhaps a workflow sheet, so I'm going to breathe in to my diaphragm and so I can get to my true voice here. When there's a system in place, I help my clients to create systems that they can work with that's more in line with their own bio individuality. And so eventually out of these relationships, we create these process maps or these checklists. And from there, they're able to go through their day, their weeks, just checking things off. And if they need to have accountability, then we have success circles that offers that as well also. So it's more in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, you know, looking at wins and successes in the past and having those to base off of it, too. I really believe that when you're tracking these things on a regular basis, that's more, you know, you'll get your outcome a lot quicker.
Absolutely. So what's ahead for you?
What's ahead for me, Andrew? Well, a number of things. So I do social media coaching, and I'm very intentional about doing more of that, helping people systemize their business, their social media marketing profile and so forth online so they have a better brand and presence. That's one thing I do. And the bigger thing that I'm really excited about is just expanding success circles so it reaches more people around the globe, people on the West Coast in California, people in Canada, people on the East Coast, all across the East Coast. And I really believe that that accountability and support, having a structure of that sort, having community is the breakthrough that with the economy the way it is and the challenges people are facing each day with fear, you know, the whole notion that we're in a depression now, having a community around you, having a team around you is essential, and I believe this is the next wave. There's a book that came out a month ago that that I recommend people read. It actually came out a month and a half ago. It's called Who's Got Your Back by Keith Ferrazzi. And the book, Keith Ferrazzi.
Okay.
And the book's, the author of the book, Keith Ferrazzi, wrote a book years ago called Never Eat Alone.
I've heard of that
you
one.
Yeah. This is the newest book, Who's Got Your Back. Highly recommend it. And in the book, he talks about having accountability circles and connecting with people where you can be vulnerable and open with. Having a team of people in your life who can kind of support you and empower you to be successful, and finding a team and creating a team. And I believe that where we're going as a society with, you know, with the new administration and some of the challenges we're facing as a whole, this country, globally, environmentally, that in order to succeed with this, we all have to come together and build and help each person build a barn together. Whole barn raising idea from farm country you may hear of. There's a whole barn raising idea that we hear about. When I was a kid, I used to go to Lancaster each year.
Mm-hmm.
Every Labor Day on the dot, we go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is known because it's Amish country. There's farms everywhere. And the idea of barn raising is you have this community that comes together. And 1 month or 1 week, they'll come together. They'll work with one farmer, and they'll support that farmer in raising that farmer's barn together so that that farmer has a roof over his head, can provide for his kids, his family, can build a farm and supply the community. And then they go to another farmer the next week or the next month and do the same thing for that farmer. And that concept, I think, is a very powerful concept. And as a whole, as a community, we need to kind of adopt that. And so what's next to me is I see success circles, or peer success circles, it's called, successcircles.com, being the next wave where we'll have multiple circles around the world supporting people around getting past drug addictions, supporting people around weight loss, supporting people around getting to their dreams, their goals in life, whether it's building an organization, building a nonprofit, which I did years ago, and it was one of my biggest learning experiences to people to get back then. Whatever it may be, but just really working with people in a community of like-minded people, but people may have similar goals per se, and it's empowering one another to just build that barn for each other. And that's what I believe Success Circles offers, and my dream and what's next to me is to see this go global.
And who's in this program? Coaches, regular people, like, but not regular people. You know what I mean. Who comprises this?
The people who are part of Success Circles, for the most part, everyone's been referred into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only about 2 months ago where we opened the doors, where we have new members come in who haven't been referred. But there's still a screening process to make sure that they're committed. The key to the community is that people have some sort of a background in consciousness or perhaps constant improving on oneself.
Yes.
We have an intentional community, so we want to have people who are very intentional in their lives. So the people who are involved with it right now, we have people who are coaches, we have people who are health counselors, we have a lot of entrepreneurs in the community, we have a few professionals, we have a woman who's aiming to be a principal soon, a school principal. I mean, it's a wide variety. The commonality within each person in the group is that willingness to be committed to someone else, to a peer partner each day where they're committed to that person's growth. So, you know, it helps to have some background in personal development perhaps, or maybe even reading a book like The Power of Now may be helpful or something of that sort, but something that has in that person arise the sense that they're not alone, that they can impact another person's life, contribute to another person's life, and knowing that as they're holding that person accountable to that person's dreams, that they too will be held accountable to as well, because we're all mirrors here. We're all mirrors here. And those are the people that we want to have involved with the community and that we screen for as they come in, as they join. And those are the members that we have right now. It's a lovely community of extraordinary people, referred people, a lot of them who you already know already. And, you know, people just refer their friends because, you know, they want to have their friends around them as accountability partners, and it works.
Well, that sounds terrific, Joseph. Really does. Do you want to remind anybody listening that the call-in number is 646-929-2893. If you want to call in with a question, I see we do have a caller on the switchboard, and let's see if this person has a question for Joseph. Hold on. Let's see if we can get this person on the line. Hello, are you there? I guess this person is quiet today. That's okay. Sometimes people call in and just want to listen.
Mm.
That does happen. I had a caller from the 831 area code. So, again, if anybody would like to call in, 646-929-2893. And our chat room is also open. Anybody wants to come in, you can post a question in there as well. Okay.
Hey, Andrew. Good evening. This is Peter Marcus. I wanted to call
Peter.
In. And, hey, good evening. Thank you for doing this again. Great to hear you and your guests. Good evening. I wanted to on the conversation, and that's what I've been doing. I'm just taking this opportunity to say hello and thank you for bringing this program forward and continuing to bring interesting guests on with plenty to talk about, and gives me an opportunity out here on the West Coast to connect with the East Coast in real time. So that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, then thank you for stopping in to say hello, Peter. Okay, let me put you back on hold. Okay. There we go. Joseph, still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sure. Good. Yeah, that was, I don't know if you know Peter. Peter Marcus, been out in the West Coast for some time. I know him from the East Coast.
The name actually sounds very familiar, I'm sure. Peter Marcus sounds very, very familiar, and I'm sure it's a rare name out there. So I think I can visualize who he might look like.
All right. So let's see. You know, it's interesting. I'm on the new plan with Blog Talk Radio, where they give you a more advanced features. But when I started the call, none of those features showed up, and now they just magically came back on.
Oh, okay.
So it just threw me off entirely because they've been giving you more and more cool tools so that you can do things like record a show in advance and post it, or edit a show you've already done. You can actually now screen callers. Well, I could if I had a lovely assistant, you know, who could say hello, who's calling on the other line, and but can't do that if you're doing it yourself. But that's
right,
the potential power there. It's like having a little radio station in your home.
Isn't it great?
It is really amazing.
It stays online for a long, long time. So people, years from now, be listening to this and being like, wow, you know, this is so invaluable or what, you know. So it's totally great. Your show from last week, I pasted it on Facebook. Nava's a good friend of mine, and I just shared that show. It was very invaluable. The person you interviewed last week, she's an extraordinary woman, very courageous, and she's also on her deathbed now.
Yeah.
And I just think it's great that you're able to contribute to her in such a way, to interview such an extraordinary woman who's served so many people in the world, and that was probably her last interview. And
wow.
Very moving, Andrew.
You're gonna choke up in a second from this. It was actually very challenging to be on that call, but it was terrific. And And I just started reading her book, and I'm really looking forward to finishing that over the next few days.
Yeah. It's a great book. I'm reading it every night, and I'm almost done with it.
That's actually any books in your future?
Any books that I'm writing in my future? Possibly. My intentions, I theme my months, and I theme my years, and a theme is kind of like a focal point to kind of bring into each thing you do. And my theme for this month is to wake up inspired. Just to wake up inspired. And I do a teleclass too on the website. It's called Wake Up Inspired. So you'll see a link on the website, successcircles.com. And with that Wake Up Inspired, it involves, you know, creating a space in my apartment, my condo where I live, that's just pristine. It involves cutting away debt. It involves just doing things that just invoke inspiration. You know, just releasing stuff in the fall. And so with that happening, each day I've been inspired to write more blog posts and share myself and to lead more calls. And so, yeah, I see a book coming in the future. I don't know what the topic would be. I've had a few ideas in my head. That's certainly something in the near future.
Yeah, I definitely would. Why don't you put out again to anybody who wants to hear, when is that call available? When is your next teleclass?
Next teleclass will be Monday, this coming Monday. It'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you go to the website, successcircles.com, on the top menu, I think the third or fourth item on the menu is Wake Up Inspired. And from there, you can sign up for the next teleclass.
Is that every Monday? Because we should probably be specific on the date. Somebody might be listening to this a year from now and go, oh, Monday?
it's not every Monday, but I led a call today. I'm leading one again next week. And there's a good chance in a month or so. I think inspiration is a very important thing in our lives. It's a very essential part of just being inspired, you know, each day and being in action, inspired action. Very likely in a month or 2 months, I'll still be leading that call. So just go to successcircles.com. That's the top link, Wake Up Inspired. Sign in on the bottom of the page, and you'll get instant call information for the call. Calls typically are on Monday nights. Sometimes we do calls on Thursdays. For example, today we had a call before this one, which is why I've lost my voice. Before this one, but usually it's on Monday night, and the calls are recorded.
Oh, terrific. So people, if they miss it, they have another opportunity to hear it.
Yes, yeah. As long as they sign in, they'll have access.
Right. And just to make it clear to anybody who's not listening live, if you're listening in the future, that's the 14th of September. In fact, which reminds me, tomorrow is September 11th.
Yes, that's right.
And it seems like maybe there's a good thing you might like to say to anybody, especially you having lost some people, some friends. What would be a good thing to say to somebody who's, you know, there's people who are still affected tremendously by that day?
Yes. I think the biggest thing I could say is... you're not alone. There's community around you. You can reach out to community, whether it's a phone community, whether it's a party. I'm going to go to a dance party tomorrow on the pier called Globe Sonic tomorrow night to be with people. I think the essence of life is just realizing you're not alone. You know, there are people around you, and to just join a circle, whether it's success circles or an empowerment community or perhaps, you know, a book reading community. Just join a community, and, you know, 9/11 back in 2001, so that's going back, see my math here, going back about 8 years now.
Yes.
Something happened in the world where that was very unique, it was very powerful, and what happened is people, after that event happened, people came together. People just opened their hearts up and just embraced one another. They cut out the judgment, and they just opened each other, opened their eyes up, and they saw the beauty in each person. And it's rare that there's an event that could happen that could cause that level of a global sense of love, of cherishing one another, of opening one's whole heart. And you know, with the challenges we're facing today. And, you know, 9/11 is a good time to just go out there and find people and just express your love and acknowledge them, and perhaps even create your own community as well also. I think one of the best things that we can each do is to create our own community of people who are like-minded, who are empowering, who are open, vulnerable, transparent, authentic. And so I invite you all listening to this call, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, to look in your life of what are the values you want, what are the values in your life that you honor in yourself, and who in your life has those same values. Or even better yet, you know, growing as a person and seeing this vision of yourself down the line of maybe a few years from now having a family, who do you have? Who is there in your life or around you who has the values that you respect? And call those people up, build a relationship with those people, invite them into your life, develop some sort of partnership where you support them, they support you, and I guarantee you'll find yourself on an accelerated path toward growth, as I have. The past 5 years for me have been completely extraordinary. Just getting to most of my goals, most of my dreams, it's been completely extraordinary. And it's because I reached out, and I invite each of you to reach out to people. And that's
wow.
It, Andrew.
That's terrific. You know, I want to ask you is, you have any good stories for me, any success stories about anyone who has come through your work that you would like to share with me?
Yeah, there's so many. Like every single person's success story, Dave and Nava, you mentioned
right.
Those names. Well, there's a gentleman in our group. He has done some Tony Robbins work. His name is Michael D. I won't give his last name. And a couple of years ago, he was part of our community. He was part of Success Circles. And what happened to him is he had a stroke. He got into a car accident, and the car accident, he was a young guy. He was about 38 years old. He had a stroke, and out of the car accident, he had a series of strokes. He lost a lot of his memory, and he couldn't fulfill his job, the job he had that was supporting his family, his kids. He has two young kids. And what's happened, he's part of the Peer Embrace group. So we have three different circles within our community, the Peer Embrace group, or the Peer Embrace circle, the peer Momentum circle, and the Peer Hypergrowth circle. And each one signifies a different level of accountability and support. And as being part of the Embrace circle, he tells me this all the time. Through the daily buddy calls, he was able to just really connect the now, connect with the love he has in his heart, gratitude, each day. And out of having daily conversations with people who knew him before he had the stroke, he was able to slowly regain a lot of his memory back and get back to being a working person, to be able to support his family, his kids, and be there for them. And each week, each partner that I've assigned to him, their feedback on him, on the surveys we have, is that that man is the most grateful man I've ever met. Each call that I leave with Michael, I'm so moved and so inspired because he's so in the now with his gratitude. His gratitude list is about 3 minutes long. And so that's definitely one success story that's there. And there are members of our community who, and you know, so taking a breath after hearing that because it's a very moving story.
Yeah.
There are members of our community who've, Gary Simmons is a testimonial on the website who built his online business selling omega-3s, heart health supplements,
mm-hmm.
into an extraordinary business that sells close to 100,000 a month and online. And that came over the course of the 4 years, of the 3 years he was involved with our community. And there are many other people who've had success stories, meeting their goals, getting their dreams, finding their dream relationship, and much more. And the key is, this course I took a few years ago, the Wisdom Course, and one of the things I learned from the Wisdom Course is that conversations die. You know, if we're not present to the goals, the dreams we have on a daily basis, on a regular basis, if we don't keep them alive, whether it's a vision board we look at, or whether it's somebody who reminds us that what we're doing, that conversation, that goal will die eventually. And if you have a partner or a community that reminds you constantly that this is what you're up to, this is your game, you know, and, you know, how's that going? What's happening with that? What are your big wins? And then from there, you take, you know, daily actions, maybe the magic five. Jack Canfield calls it the magic five. You take magic steps per day, five steps per day toward that project. Even if you take one step per day to that project, eventually that project will come alive. And, you know, in, as a community, you celebrate the wins that have come out of that and the financial rewards, the contribution, you know, that's kind of what I want to say. So we have a lot of success stories of that sort. People have reached their goals and their dreams, and I hear about it each week. And the reason why I do this and I love doing this is because when I hear those success stories, it moves me on a whole level. Every 2 weeks, it just gets me to tears hearing people meeting their dreams and their desires on this on the path, and, you know, and having them share authentically on our community calls and weekends of how this has changed their life. And I mean, it's not just success circles, but it's also like as a country, we're all moving towards this notion of community, and, you know, so it's happening on a worldwide level. You know, I'm able to do this with these micro communities with success circles, and it's great.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. The Wisdom course, was that a landmark course?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a landmark education course. That's one of the first seminars I took years ago, before Tony Robbins. A month before Tony Robbins, it had a huge impact on my life.
Yeah, I took the Landmark Forum first in 1991. And that's not the first thing I did in this work. The first thing I did, I don't believe it exists anymore, it was called Loving Relationships Training, the LRT. And that came out of the rebirthing movement. I don't know if you're familiar with that, the kind of a form of breathing.
I am, yeah. I've done I've done rebirthing before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I got to get up pretty early in the morning to get one past you, Joseph.
Right.
Yeah, and that was a huge part, a chunk of my growth. But the forum and I reviewed it in 2007, and took the remainder of the what they call the curriculum for living there. So very powerful. So it seems we've taken some of the same things, but there's also so many areas that I'm hearing from you that sound very, very powerful that I look forward to learning more about.
Yeah, I do as well, also, Andrew. Definitely. I think we're all on that same path, a journey toward being more aware, conscious, more alive, more you know, more resourceful, more successful, building our dreams. And, you know, sometimes it takes a seminar, sometimes it takes a coach, sometimes it takes an accountant partner. You know, sometimes it takes all of them.
All of the above.
All of the above. Yeah.
Great. So let's make sure everybody knows how to contact you.
Certainly. So my email is joseph@successcircles.com. That's the best way to contact me, joseph@successcircles.com. You can go to the website, successcircles.com. There's a contact form there as well. And I guess one final thing, if a member of this community, a listener, wants to sign up for Success Circles, we are opening the door to new members, and it's an exciting time because the community has grown quite a bit in the past 2 months. And if you're interested and feel you can qualify for it, I'd love to offer a coupon. And we have a coupon code right now that runs probably until the end of this month, end of September. And that coupon code is half off SC, H-A-L-F, off, O-F-F, S-C. And that will give you a 50% monthly discount every month on being part of our community. And the reason we do that is because we want to have like-minded people. And Andrew, we know that people, the listeners of this call, this radio show, this Blog Talk radio show that you have here, are very much like-minded, very conscious, intentional people. And that's how we would reward them, by offering that.
Absolutely. If you'd like, I could put that on the show page with your under your name.
Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, half off SC, and SC stands for Success Circles.
Ah, half. That's all one word, no spaces, correct?
No spaces. Either capital or no caps, doesn't matter. Half off SC, and the coupon, and you put that in the coupon field, and then from there, there's a survey and the video, and I call you or one of our facilitators calls you to have a conversation, and that begins a process, and you have a partner is assigned to you, and that's how it all begins.
Oh, what's the process of assigning a partner? Is there any science behind that?
A little bit. There's an algorithm that runs for that. Basically, each person signs in. They say that they want to be part of one of the three circles: the embrace, momentum, or the quantum growth circle. And they fill out a series of questions. It's a call they have, and every 2 weeks they fill out a survey. So they're assigned an initial partner, and that initial partner is assigned based on the same drive for growth. The time period that's available, so the daily buddy call, some people are available only from 7 to 8, some people are available from 8 to 9:30, so we make sure that they have the same matching time periods where they can have a daily call. And also kind of personal ambition too, sometimes that comes to play too, where maybe two partners are writing a book and that might be based on the goals they have, they're assigned. So we have an algorithm that kind of works and looks at all these factors and assigns partners. They're assigned partnership, buddy partnership for 2 weeks, at which point they fill out a survey on their experience and they're assigned a new partner for the next 2 weeks. So there's enough that they don't remain too comfortable with that partner, because sometimes we can get too comfortable with the same partner. And that's how it works. We have an algorithm that kind of runs the whole process, and I'm there to kind of watch over it and to make sure it works. And if someone can't buddy for a reason, if they're on vacation or whatnot, I check in on that as well also and assign people based on that too as well.
Well, sounds brilliant. Well, Joseph, I want to thank you so very, very much for being a guest on my show. Joseph Varghese, you can reach him at successcircles.com. That's Joseph at successcircles.com. And don't forget the coupon code if you want to get involved right now with his circle is half off SC. Again, my name is Andrew Poritz. You can reach me at myfuturecoach.com, and it's been a pleasure to have you on, and thank you everyone for listening. And good night.
Bye everyone. Thank you.
Welcome.